can see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour, your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Thursday, July 2nd, 2026 edition. You still have time to come party with us on Saturday. It's going to start in the evening. You can get there about 6, 7 o'clock. No problem. If you have something to do on Saturday, 4th of July, maybe a barbecue or something with the family, bring them on down to the mountain, Liberty Mountain USA, down in Clare County, Farwell, Michigan. Come join Mark Farner's American Band, former member of Grand Funk Railroad, lead guitar, vocalist, songwriter. His band is going to be there. Camping is available starting on Friday night. We're going to get down and set up on Friday evening. Spend the night there at the mountain. Be able to get up in the morning on Saturday, go have breakfast in town, spend some money at a local diner, and then help with the setup for the big event on Saturday. If you'd like, text me 4th, 4TH, Saturday night concert, Liberty Mountain USA, camping available, great event. Tickets start just at $15, and the kids are free. Come see the very first big major concert under the new ownership of the mountain, and come be a part of it. It is going to be a blast. Also, check out this venue, the largest outdoor concert venue in the state of Michigan. Honestly, might be the largest one in the country. Potentially up to 40,000 people. The only thing that would restrict it, cause it problems, would be parking all the vehicles. But they've got over 100 acres there, and it is phenomenal layout. You need to come see this venue and tell people about it. Then, 3 weeks from this Saturday, Ted Nugent, his band is coming to do a fundraiser for the Michigan Republican Party. Their candidates in every county party. If you go to the website, Liberty Mountain USA, you'll see under events this Saturday, the 4th event with Mark Farner, and then also the 25th, Rock Michigan Red with Ted Nugent. So we're excited, looking forward to it, and hope that you guys can come and party with us this Saturday. Again, Saturday night. So you might get all your stuff done with the family, having barbecue dinner with them, then come on down to the mountain and be part of this concert. Officer Rick reporting in for duty today. This is interesting. I'm probably not going to get paid next Tuesday due to our board not being able to appoint a replacement clerk for the one that just resigned. They are definitely planning on cheating for this election season. Well, they can cheat, but if we do exactly what Donald Trump pulled off November 5th, 2024, too big to rig. We get out the vote, they can try to cheat all they want. We can beat them with numbers. Short break, a word from our loyal sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you deep.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Two federal judges held that the U.S. Department of Education's 2024 rule banning organizations from the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program was unlawful. The rulings now preserve the program's long-standing structure. Tuesday, U.S. District Judge Myung Jun of Massachusetts and U.S. District Judge Amir Ali in Washington, D.C., both struck down the Trump administration's rule, which was set to take effect today. Attorney General Dana Nessel, along with 21 other attorney generals, filed a lawsuit in Massachusetts against the Department of Education for restricting eligibility under the program. Nessel said public servants who give back to our communities deserve our support, not unlawful political retribution. Nessel went on to say, I am relieved that the court protected the public loan forgiveness program for our first responders, nurses, teachers, and government employees. The program keeps countless dedicated professionals to stay in public service, to support their communities and our vital institutions when they could otherwise pursue more lucrative opportunities in the private sector for employment. The program allows government and nonprofit employees to have their federal student loans forgiven after serving for 10 years of qualifying public service. In October, new rules were finalized expanding the Department of Education's power to ban organizations, state governments, hospitals, and schools from the forgiveness program, which the Trump administration said was necessary to block taxpayer money from the lawbreakers based on their support for illegal immigrants, gender-affirming health care, and or diversity DEI programs. Well, of course, the Democrats and the critics argued that it turned the program into a political retribution tool. Last November, Nessel joined a coalition of 21 other attorney generals in challenging the rule change. In addition to the states, the District of Columbia, 5 cities and counties, 5 nonprofit employers, 5 employee associations, and more than 100 organizations challenged the Department of Education's new rule, which means a friend who supports a particular position supporting the Department of Education could be overturned. Massachusetts judge vacated the changes, saying they overstepped the agency's power and threatened to violate First Amendment protections for free speech. First Amendment protections for free speech. We don't have that, people. There is no such thing. Well, the judge went on to say, protection of freedom of expression outweighs the government's interest in preserving the statute's lawful applications. And this case falls within that exception. The judge finished saying, plaintiffs do not speculate about hypothetical applications of the final rule. They identify concrete ways in which it burdens protected expression. The other Ali judge gave a ruling that was somewhat similar, rejecting the Department of Education's argument that no threat of enforcement existed, noting that the administration's history of prosecution tells a different story. The judge cited President Donald Trump's executive order related to criminal aliens, in which he accused certain state and local officials of mounting a lawless insurrection because of their sanctuary city and sanctuary state policies. Well, the judge noted that even beyond immigration, the administration had threatened legal action against generally lawful activity, which it disagrees with. The Massachusetts cases were named National Council of Nonprofits versus McMahon, the Secretary of Education, and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts versus the Department of Education. The Washington, D.C. case, Robert F. Kennedy Center for Justice and Human Rights versus the Secretary McMahon. Well, now the decision may be appealed all the way to the United States Supreme Court, but that won't take place until later this year. So we'll continue to follow that story and see where that goes. Getting back to the U.S. Senate race, Democrat candidates vying for the nomination on the August 4th primary will probably be the race that keeps the Democrats on their side of the ballot on August 4th. Jocelyn Benson, foregone conclusion for governor. No reason for Democrats to stay home for that race, but determining who runs against Mike Rogers is the one that way they will absolutely want to vote on their side of the ballot for. Well, meanwhile, the Michigan Democratic Party, with its chairman Curtis Herchel Jr., is ramping up what appears to be a long-term effort for them to brand the Republican U.S. Senate candidate Mike Rogers as Price Hike Mike. Notice how they always come up with these cute little three-word slogans. Voters, not politicians. Promote the vote. Well, now they've come up with three words for Mike Rogers. Price Hike Mike. Arguing that Mike Rogers is supported President Donald Trump's economic policies that have made life more expensive or working families. Michigan Democratic Party Chair Curtis Hertel was joined by a key labor leader and two Democratic lawmakers at a press conference yesterday that accused Rogers of backing policies that have increased the cost of gasoline, groceries, and health care, while dismissing concerns from struggling families. Hertel said families are struggling out there. It's not just the fact that he is supporting these policies. He has belittled people for even worrying about it. Asked whether Price Hike Mike was simply a one-day slogan, Hertel made it clear that the attack line is here to stay. No, Hertel said, actually, it's a website. It is who he is. Well, Mike Rogers' camp noted that the presumed Republican nominee has been traveling across the state discussing affordability and the historic working family tax cuts. During his Let's Get to Work series, Rogers highlighted raising the exemption on the death tax, not taxing tips, and offering an affordable housing plan. That's interesting. Click on that link, see where it takes us. Well, specifically when asked about the new Democrats' slogan, Price Hike Mike, Greg Manns, senior communication advisor for the Michigan Republican Party, said Michigan Democrats resort to gimmicks and gimmicky names because it distracts from the fact that they don't have a single solution to make life more affordable for Michiganders. They can lie and deflect all they want, but Michigan voters know the truth. Democrats have repeatedly turned their backs on working families. Michigan Democrats proved that they don't care about working families when they voted against the working family tax cuts. Over a year ago, Michigan Democrats voted to tax overtime, Social Security, and tips because they could not support the One Big Beautiful Bill. They wanted to be able to keep the tax money so the Democrats could give free health care and housing to illegal criminal invaders, people who should not even be in our country. Simply put, it's shameful insult to Michigan's working families who work hard every single day for the money they earn, but yet they have to compete with these foreign illegals. Well, kind of interesting, because when you click on the housing plan Mike Rogers has on his campaign website, unlock home ownership, restoring the American dream. It's a short video on his website. But basically, here's the main points. Number one, assist with down payments by expanding 529 plans to housing, not just college. Lower interest rates by allowing families to build credit for timely payments. Bring down purchase prices by ending excessive Democratic regulations. Encourage new home building by adding incentives, less regulations, less zoning restrictions. Allow home builders to do what they do. So this is his basically four-point plan to make home ownership and the American dream affordable. And here's the thing. A lot of these ideas actually are Perry Johnson's for governor. Mike Rogers wants to do it at the federal level. If the two of them get elected and can work together for Michigan, this would be huge. So we'll see where this goes. Again, go to his rogersorsenate.com/housing plan and watch the video yourself. Solutions. Real policies that can get Michigan fixed. Sounds like Perry Johnson and Mike Rogers are teaming up. On the hour news break of hour number two, we'll be right back.